I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The organic label means the food you're buying is free of certain chemicals, and it was grown with respect for the environment. But the label may not be a guarantee. Consider this. The Agriculture Department today banned a leading American inspector of organic foods in China. The department said a Nebraska-based organization was using Chinese government employees to inspect government-controlled farms. Michael Pollan is the author of the book Food Rules and Eater's Manual. He says the need for enforcement of organic food regulations has grown along with the industry.
Organic is a very big global business now. People don't realize it. The image is still that it's a kind of, you know, local down-home kind of cottage industry. But in fact, in the United States alone, it's a $26 billion industry, and worldwide, it's some multiple of that. So a lot of the organic food you now find in the supermarket comes from wherever it can be produced most cheaply.
And remind us what organic means.
Basically, the important points are that if food is organic, it's been grown without synthetic pesticides, without synthetic fertilizers. And if it's processed, it's only been processed with a handful of permitted substances, most of which are organic, but in fact not all of them are. And it's been produced in a factory that has segregated organic food from non-organic food.
And does the definition of organic in China differ substantially from its definition in the U.S.?
Well, there is an international set of definitions that ours are kind of harmonized with. So theoretically, the Chinese should be following pretty much the same rules. The problem is that, you know, in general, food safety, product safety in China has not been, you know, quite up to the standards that we'd like to see. And there has been a lot of corner cutting. And that, you know, surely applies to organic. When I see organic food from China, I question how organic is it.
I'm wondering if you have any examples of specific types of organic food that's raised question marks for you.
Well, the one example I know of is I teach journalism here at Berkeley, and I had a student who went to China to look at this question. And she went to an organic strawberry farm not too far from Beijing, and it was clear to her in the process of talking to the organic farmer that he didn't really know what organic meant. He essentially thought it was a word that was very popular with Americans, as indeed it is. She took some of the strawberries from this farm and had them tested at a laboratory in Beijing, and lo and behold, found several banned chemicals, chemicals that are not permitted under organic rules. So at least that one example, you know, proved that there are organic farms in China selling produce that is nothing of the kind.
How do we know for sure that organic then is organic?
Well, because there have not been reports of significant fraud around this label. You know, I think that on balance, it is it's much better regulated than a whole lot of other food labels out there. Words like natural, words like, well, for a long time, grass-fed. I mean, all these were really kind of catch-as-catch-can labels. And the organic, you know, system is a, you know, they're tough rules, and in general, they're well enforced. And most of the farmers growing organic are very serious about their commitment. So, it would be a mistake, I think, if people drew the conclusion that, oh, this is just another label. It's not worth the money, because I think it actually is worth the money. But when you look at something like organic from China, let's say even it was perfectly legitimate and well-regulated. I mean, what does that mean to be buying your organic food from China? If your commitment to organic is environmental at all, which I think is finally the best reason to buy organic, think about the carbon footprint of a clove of garlic, a head of garlic that's come all the way from China. I mean, that takes a lot of fossil fuel to deliver to your plate.
Michael Pollan, author of Food Rules and Eater's Manual, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Marco.